This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Another beautiful day to serve the Lord. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're teaching a series on how to walk in divine health. And I've come to realize there's a lot of things that we do that makes us sick. And sometimes it's just stress and strain on our lives and all kinds of things that causes sickness and disease. So we want you to know how to walk in divine health. So let's come to the Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the beautiful things you've given us in this book to tell us what to do and how to do it, what you like and what you don't like, what will affect us and how it will affect us. Father, open our hearts, open our minds to the understanding of your mighty word as we read it and study it today, and use us all for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Now then, I've seen a lot of times in the church where people that are involved in the church get into a lawsuit one with another. And I've seen the devastation that comes out of that sometimes, and even sickness and disease that comes out of it because of unbelief, because of unforgiveness and things like that. Usually, you take a lawsuit between a man and a woman that's been married together, and they all of a sudden they can't get along, and they're both believers. They both say they're believers anyway, and they went to church and everything, and then something happened. They allowed the enemy to get in control, and they didn't have the word in them, and so they wound up in a divorce. And sometimes those divorces wind up with really serious disagreements, and usually there's unforgiveness between one or both of the people. Or if there's children involved, then sometimes there's unforgiveness and the children, you know, and to their parents and all these kind of things. So I have come to realize that these kind of things, especially when you go to court with your brother, and unforgiveness winds up, which it does a lot of times, then it definitely brings serious sickness and disease and cancer and destruction and all kinds of things. Now, one of the most serious things that I've come to realize that brings cancer is unforgiveness. I don't know why that is, but it's just a very powerful something. And when you get into that bitterness and unforgiveness, it can very easily bring cancer. And, of course, that happens when Christians sue Christians. So let's go to the Word of God in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and let's see what Paul had to say about a Christian suing a Christian. He says here, when you have something against another Christian. Now, he's talking about Christians. Now, don't get me wrong. This is totally talking about supposedly people within the church. The world may do something to you, and you might have to go to court against the world or against someone outside the church, but that's a different situation. You know, if you had to go to court with someone that was not a Christian, hey, that's just something you have to do, but I would hope it would not ever be the case. But especially when we're brothers and sisters, when you have something against another Christian, why do you file a lawsuit and ask a secular court to decide the matter instead of taking it to other Christians to decide who is right? Now then, you would think, surely, in the church, we got the pastor, we got the deacons, the elders, whatever. We got some very Sunday school teachers, men and women. We should have some very wise, godly people in the church, especially those that have lived a few years, you know, people that time they get to be 40, 50, 60, 70 years old. I mean, these people have been in church all their life, hopefully. If they have, then we should have some really good counsel there to go to, because these men and women should be getting their information from God. So it says, why do you file a lawsuit and ask a secular court? Now, a secular court, these people are lost. I mean, this is a worldly court. This is not a Christian judge, a Christian set of people. These are just people of the world. A secular court. In other words, if you go to court today, you don't know who you're going to get on the jury. You don't know if those people are going to be godly people, or they may all be lost. You have no idea. And they're going to decide your case. You're going to ask a secular court to decide the matter instead of asking it to other Christians to decide who is right, or taking it to other Christians. Don't you know that someday we Christians are going to judge the world? I don't think we know that. I don't think that we even have any idea that we're going to judge the world. We're going to be at the judgment seat of Christ, working with our Lord and helping him in the process of judging the world. He says, don't you know that someday we Christians are going to judge the world? Paul is telling us, and since you are going to judge the world, can't you decide these little tiny things among yourselves? Now, wait a minute. If we're going to have to judge the world, and we got little tiny things in the courts or in the church, do we not think that these little tiny minor things and problems we have here on earth, that we don't have people that's intelligent enough in the Word of God to judge these things and make the right decisions? Well, if we're led by the Spirit, we should have a church full of these kind of people, godly people, people that are led by the Holy Spirit, people that can give you godly wisdom. And where do they get that godly wisdom? From the Word of God. And as they go to the Word and meditate on it and study it, they can give you godly counsel. This says, but Paul, he's saying these things, and since you're going to judge the world, can't you decide these little trivial things among yourselves? Don't you realize that we Christians will judge angels? We're going to judge our angels. Those boys that have been sent, those ministering spirits that have been sent to take care of us. I remind my angel every once in a while, or my angels, that they better do a good job of keeping me safe, taking care of me, and watching over me and protecting me, because I'm going to judge them someday. Their rewards are going to be dependent upon me. I'm going to judge them, because it says so in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. So they need to make sure that they do a good job in taking care of me, because I am a son of God. The Father has sent angels and gave them charge over me so that they will watch over me and protect me, so that I do not dash my foot against a stone. And I expect these guys, as long as I walk holy and obedient to God's word, I ask these guys and expect these guys to take good care of me. Now then, it says, so you should surely. Now look at this. In other words, if you're going to judge the world, you're going to judge angels. He says, so you should surely be able to resolve an ordinary disagreement here on earth. These little tiny trivial things. If you have legal disputes about such matters, why do you go to outside judges? Why do you go to these guys who are not respected by the church? You know, I think about some of the judges we have now, and I think about some of the men and women that we try to put in office in certain places, and how these people have to be approved by many other people, and so many of these people are worldly people. I mean, it is amazing that we'll do everything we can to keep a true man or woman of God off of the Supreme Court bench, when really we should be looking for men and women that are godly to serve on these positions, on these courts. But why is it we're not looking for these people, the good Christian people, because the people that are judging them, that are putting them in office, are not Christians. Or if they are, they're carnal Christians. So they're going by the things of the world. Isn't that a shame? Why do you go outside to outside judges who are not respected by the church? In fact, if it's a person and they're a judge and they're not a Christian, if I ask them, it's just like a doctor or anybody else. If I go anywhere to have anything done, first thing I want to know, are you a born-again Christian? I mean, if I take my car somewhere or anything that I have to be worked on, if I'm going to have it worked on by an outsider, I want to know, are you a born-again Christian? And if they're not, I may not let you work on my vehicle. You know, it just depends. But I may be, you know, I want, the stronger you are in the Lord Jesus Christ, the easier it is for me to leave my vehicle with you. Says, Paul is saying, if you have legal disputes against such matters, why do you go to outside judges who are not respected by the church? He said, I am saying this to shame you. Isn't there anyone in all the church who is wise enough to decide these matters, these arguments? But instead, one Christian sues another, and right in front of unbelievers. He's trying to shame us. A Christian that would sue another Christian and then do it in a court of unbelievers? It's kind of like one time I walked into a hospital with a man, and he was a Christian. He was having physical problems. I walked up to the nurse and I was asking her, I said, are you a Christian? She said, nope. I said, well, let me tell you about Jesus. I said, we're Christians. She said, I don't want to hear about him. I said, what do you mean, ma'am? I said, Jesus is the best thing that ever happened. Oh, no. She said, no. Obviously, Jesus doesn't make any change in people's lives. I said, what do you mean? She said, I see people come in here all the time that are bitter, that are sick and afflicted, fussing and fighting and quarreling. And some of them say they're Christians, or their priest or their pastor or bishop will come by to pray over them. And said, when they leave, I hear them talking about them. I see them sick and afflicted just like everybody else. So she said,
we have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.